This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Flames swept through a town near Athens overnight on the fifth day of wildfires burning across Greece. Hundreds of people were evacuated by ferry from the island of Evia, east of the capital, the second largest Greek island. A fire there that began Tuesday forced the evacuation of dozens of villages. It's one of more than 400 wildfires that broke out across Greece in 24 hours, with the prime minister calling it a, quote, nightmarish summer, adding the government's priority has been first and foremost to protect human lives. Wildfires have erupted in many parts of the country amid the worst heat wave in more than 30 years, sending flames tearing through forest land, destroying homes and businesses, and killing animals. Protesters marched in cities across France on Saturday in a fourth consecutive weekend of demonstrations. They are denouncing what they see as oppressive rules compelling them to get COVID-19 vaccinations against their will and to show a health pass for daily activities. They rallied through the streets of Paris and other cities and towns, waving signs reading, quote, no to dictatorship, and chanting, Macron, we don't want your health pass. The protests have united a diverse group against President Emmanuel Macron's legislation, which is meant to help contain a fourth wave of COVID-19 infections spreading across France and help safeguard the country's economic recovery. Among the protesters are hard-left anarchists and far-right militants, plus remnants of the anti-government yellow vest movement that shook Macron's leadership a few years ago, and also other citizens who are anti-vaccine or consider the health pass to be discriminatory. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 1,000 Thai anti-government protesters clashed with police on Saturday in Bangkok as they protested against the government's failure to handle coronavirus outbreaks and its impact on the economy. The protesters marched towards the office of the prime minister, demanding his resignation. Police sealed off roads and shot tear gas and rubber bullets to push protesters back. Street protests against the government have been held in recent weeks by several groups in Thailand as frustrations mount over the management of coronavirus outbreaks and the damage pandemic measures have inflicted on the economy. Thailand reported on Saturday a record of nearly 22,000 new COVID-19 infections in a single day and the highest deaths, 212 fatalities. China stepped up measures to protect its capital, Beijing, as an uptick in coronavirus cases driven by the more infectious Delta variant spread across multiple cities in the country. The National Health Commission reported on Saturday 107 new confirmed coronavirus cases in the mainland. Of the new infections, 75 were locally transmitted, the health authority said. Those currently outside Beijing in high-risk areas should temporarily postpone their return, and others should provide a negative COVID-19 test, according to details of a Saturday meeting by local officials reported by the Beijing Daily. Epidemic prevention measures at railways, highways, and airports should be strengthened, they said. Some local governments have been called out by Beijing for lowering their guard, leading to the spread of the Delta variant from multiple sources. Afghanistan's government officials and relatives attended the funeral of the head of the government's top media and information officer on Saturday, who was assassinated by the Taliban a day earlier in the capital, Kabul. The murder was condemned by the senior U.S. diplomat in the country as an affront to human rights and free speech. The assassination was the latest by the hardline Islamist group attempting to weaken President Ashraf Ghani's democratically elected Western-backed regime. Scores of social activists, journalists, bureaucrats, judges, and public figures who were fighting to sustain a liberal Islamic regime have been killed by the Taliban fighters in a bid to silence voices of dissent in the war-torn country. A Taliban spokesperson said the official was, quote, killed in a special attack and was punished for his actions. And Iran on Saturday rejected as, quote, baseless allegations by G7 foreign ministers. It was behind a deadly drone attack on a tanker off Oman last week. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.